Well, Jay, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling a little cooped up here. It's time for a move, I think. Get some space, some bigger yard, that kind of thing. What do you think?
You are really going to move? But that's a big deal. Like, you can't do
it
that
in
your
big deal.
You're scared to even leave your living room.
What seems like a big deal moving isn't when you use the right people. You can use these sell your own home situations where you're bartering with a guy in your driveway for 45 minutes and you end up selling for $3, or you can use a professional that makes moving actually simple. Who are we going to use?
But the problem is obviously Tom, but my worry is you're so far, you're in Orleans.
Tom will come to Orleans. He'll go to Russell. He'll go to Clarence Creek. He'll go to west of the Westy Village, wherever it is out there. He'll go anywhere for you and make that experience that you were talking about of nervous or a lot of work, make it seem like nothing. Bastion and Ferguson will literally smooth out the easiest move of your life.
Wow, even in Orleans, I just can't get over that.
Yeah, once you hit 10th line, 11th line, 14th line, he's still coming. He's driving in his brand new Dodge Caravan, carries his family around in, will sell your home. That's what I'm looking for, an easy ride with Bastion and Ferguson. Look them up. He's going to sell you quick and easy. RIP Super League 2021. I love it. Greatest thing I've ever seen.
Absolutely ridiculous. Total farce.
So it's done.
It's done.
Yeah, it's over.
When I saw it all today, I thought they did it as test out the waters. If it's 50-50, they're going to do it. But if the fans, obviously it's no. But now I don't believe that because people are actually resigning over it. Ed Woodward's gone at Man United. The Juventus president gone. Wow. Maybe this is all the American owners just saying, well, I don't want to do it this way. And then they're going to sell the clubs. Are Liverpool going to lose their owners and United and stuff?
This is a technique I read in a negotiation book. I think it's the front door technique or something, shut the front door technique. It's so stupid. I just made that up, but
you killed me. I wrote it down.
I know it's good. It's okay, we're going to sell the house for $3 trillion. And they're like, we're not going to do that. Okay, a million. You're like, okay, well, it seems reasonable. He was about to do 3 trillion. I wonder if they're doing this and they're like, okay, we're just going to do a semi super league. Okay, well, it's not as bad as the other one. I wonder who's in charge and going, they might like this. Someone, they're involved in football. They know everyone was going to hate this.
Okay, what I don't get is I get the Americans and they have their culture of they hate promotion relegation, which is part of the magic of the sport. I get that, but what the hell is this guy at Madrid, Perez? Did you read his comments? They're but it's he's Trump now. He's the new Trump. The things he's saying are just the dumbest things out there. He's the video game quotes and all that. Kids play video games, but give me a break, man. All the kids on my U11 team die to watch soccer.
He wants to make the game 60 minutes instead of 90. So kids won't lose interest.
Wow.
There's a bunch of others though. I can't remember them all now, which is perfect to be on a podcast and not have something to talk about. But but it was what's happening? But the fact that they're resigning, Jay,
that's
it's huge. Not like they're, it's not like they're like, oh yeah, we'll do it for a million. They're gone. Well, at least a couple of them. It makes me wonder, like, and there's like things on all the Liverpool stuff I follow saying, how does John Henry face Liverpool fans again? Like, he has to sell the club. Like, what's he going to do now? Probably doesn't have to sell the club.
Like, I felt like watching Liverpool Leeds yesterday, I was like,
it was weird.
Luca's like going for, I'm like, I don't know, Luca. I like kind of want Leeds to win now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was the same. I was like, kick United out of Europa League. I'm like, I don't care. I don't care anymore. But like, it's like Steve nailed it because I was listening to Simon Jordan. You know Simon Jordan, the old Palace owner.
Yeah.
He's on Talk Sport all the time. He's a friggin' genius. But he's like, and even the American owners have even talked about it. They've been in there for, I don't know, a bunch of years now, the Glazers and Henry and all these people. This is not like this has been building, I think, since they all took, this is like a 9-year thing in the making, this Super League. Like, they've all come together, and then they were going to be like, yeah, this is a new thing. And now that their plans are all gone, I think Steve's right. I think we're going to see in the next year, they're all going to sell.
Yeah.
They have to. Crazy.
Can I tell you what I'm dying to know? I'm telling you to know who the other three clubs are that they didn't announce that we're going to join. To me, those three clubs are all Mark Lapointe. They're Mark Lapointe who's like on the phone, but he doesn't commit. And he's like, you can't release my name.
So good.
It's a total Mark. And then when anything happens, his phone is on and he gets a call and he slinks off into the shadows and he's with the Bayern Munich president. He's like, yeah, man, you and me all the way, German football. Like, because he knows the reaction, but he committed secretly in a dark room to be in the league.
That's so
true.
Hilarious.
It's true. The fact that you like can describe that, Steve, is that I remember playing Survivor with you at Mike Caruso's place New Year's, and you won it.
Yeah.
It was the most incredible win I've ever seen. Like, you were up against some like really tough people.
Heavyweights, like Patrice.
And just the backdoor dealings that you did, you sold out my wife, you sold out your own wife, but you did it in a way that everyone loved you. Like, they all voted for you at the end. Like, it was incredible. I was watching it and like there was like a crescendo of music building up. Like, I was like, this is incredible. No wonder you're such a good like coach, like man manager, because you mind f people.
I think Mark and I are one of those three clubs.
Like, just being in the middle, they were like, okay, look, I'll wait till you guys sell, you guys announce it, and we'll be the second wave.
We'll surprise them, and it'll be like, wave two, and now we're in. But like,
yeah, exactly.
Who are they? Who do you think they are? It's not German. It's not France.
God.
Honestly, I have no idea. It's
Celtic. I mean,
what clubs didn't smash the idea, like, on social media?
Like, Celtic and Rangers ended up doing it, but could they have been too? Because they're never league, of all people that need a Super League, is like we talked about it a little bit on they kind of do, like they kind of need something else.
I honestly can't even, but I think Steve, like you said, it could, like, I know it's probably stupid, but it could be like a Bayern Munich. Like, that's what I'd be doing. I'd be like, this is so shit. And then I would call someone and be like, no, I'm still in. Don't worry. That's the way you got to do it.
Yes, 100%.
Oh, boy.
God, well, soccer's back to normal. Weird. What a weird day.
I know, but doesn't it taint it? Like, we just talked about it, but like, it taints it for me a little bit.
No, you're right. It feels weird. Like, you're right. Monday was the killer because, like, Leeds scored and tied it at the last minute there. And I was like, who cares?
Yeah.
But normally I'd be like, oh, gutted, top four. Da, da, da. I don't know.
And did their shirts really say, like, what did it say? It was like,
earn it.
Earn it for the Champions League
thing. You know, they left one before in the Liverpool change room, eh? So when they arrived, there was one in there for them. Yeah.
Klopp was fuming.
Wow.
Well done to Leeds. I was like,
that is good. But also well done to Klopp and to Pep. We always like go back and forth and debate those two. They both had the balls to speak out against it.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I agree. So from the fake Super League, okay, to my first question of the day.
Oh my God.
Fake kickoff. Fake Super League, fake kickoff. What? You know, at the start of the game.
You're obsessed with the start of the game lately, eh? You did the other show.
I saw it the other day. Somebody is about to take the kickoff and he fakes it and everyone moves in and then everyone's like slump and like has to go. Does that infuriate you or is it kind of like a dick funny move to do? Like, which do you appreciate it in some weird way?
I do know you say it. I can see, like, I love, like, Steve does it when he does free kicks. Sometimes he fakes it and the guys flinch and I can't help but laugh. It could be like we're down 2-0 and we need this goal, or 2-1. I'll still laugh because they flinch and it's like they get so mad. If they're doing it for that, yeah, it's a laugh. But if it's actually to gain an advantage in some way, I'd be interested to hear what the advantage is. Maybe just to like throw them off a bit. I don't know.
100% I do it. Like 100%. I do it sure, all the time. All I want is to do a fake kickoff and Jade a giggle and Volpe to have his like smoker raspy laugh that plays with us at the back just to like hear them laughing. And like, I won't do it against like Gloucester with Ron Palaska and those guys, like, you know, because it's like proper game and like, you know, but I'll do it against other guys like, just to hear you laugh. And I do it on free kicks. I do the inside step over.
Yeah.
Like I put down an inside step over and everybody bites on it all the time.
Yeah.
It's the best.
It is such a jerk. I could see you doing it at the kickoff. Like,
does it bother you, Mark?
You do it and then you yell, like you kind of yell at the ref, like they're all over the line.
Yeah.
And then you keep going with it. Like, it's just such a great move. I don't know. I kind of,
I got the feeling that it bothered you though, from your question.
No, when I saw it, cause it was against the team I wanted to win. So like right away, I'm like yellow, easy yellow for him. But if it's me, I love it. It's just like the Super League. I'm in and out at the same time.
But you don't do that in Champions League or you don't, you know what I mean? Like, so in your situation, in ours, it's like, just old men being idiots, but it's funny.
At 11 p.m. on a Sunday.
Yeah, but it's so fun.
So I'm going to go back to what Steve said. We're going to quickly just, I have a couple Super League non-news questions, but Pep went so high in my books. I read this, just a small little quote, and it just resonated with me. He said, "It is not sport if it doesn't matter if you lose." And I loved that. And it resonated me with all sorts of North American sports. Like, you know, like it just doesn't matter if you lose. And I'm not going to start this rant of like Jay jumping in hockey in the draft and all. It's all crap. We know it.
You've done
it. A lot of people like it. A lot of people don't like it. But that quote to me, and I love North American sports, it really hit home with the Super League. So here's my question. And this is a hard hitting dirty question. Wow. I'm gonna hit Steve first.
No,
if the Super League started and took off, what team do you support? Because it's not Liverpool. I'm talking you've nulled the Super League and Liverpool. What's your new team?
Oh, like, okay, so they all go away and now who do I support? Because I don't like the Super League. Okay, so great question. I thought I love that question. I started thinking about it and I should have finished my thoughts. I always, for some reason, go to Leicester. I like, you know, it sounds like bandwagon because like they were the last maybe non-team to win the league or whatever. Just enjoy the way they play. I feel like Rodgers is like reputation's come back around. I want them to win the FA Cup so bad, like whenever.
Yeah.
I kind of want to go wet Leicester, but now I want to research and come back to you with a proper answer.
Okay.
I didn't know you were going to ask me this. I'm with Steve. I did the exact same thing. I started thinking about it. And I was like, okay, I have this one, but I didn't. Yeah. I want to say bandwagon, 100%, because I love watching them play Leeds. Okay. Just because it's so interesting.
Yeah, and that's not bandwagon, Jay.
It kind of is. Everyone's.
It's the flavor of the month, but it's new still.
Yeah, okay, so it's flavor of the month. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brighton. I like the Brighton coach.
Right. Good call.
Yeah, I like the Brighton coach. I like the way they play. I like his ideas. And then me and Gary Miles would hold hands because Gary Miles is the only Brighton fan. I remember, like, Steve, remember we went to see Liverpool Man United? We're like, oh, my God, we're going to see Liverpool Man United. It was 0-0. He was going on the same flight to go see Brighton, I think Tottenham.
Yeah.
I think Brighton, Tottenham. And he was actually on camera. You got to see the video and there was goals. And so he ended up winning and he got the best tracksuit top in the entire world. Nike. It was their Nike at the time. And I'm like, oh my God, maybe Brighton's kind of cool. And like, meanwhile, Liverpool's about to win Champions League. But Gary, winner, winner, chicken dinner. Like Brighton is such a nice team to watch. And I just love like how they handled Liverpool, like how they deal with those big teams. Like he's a top manager, if they can keep him, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. What about, was this a possibility? Because this, when I was thinking about it in bed for Wolves, like 7 hours last night. Pardon?
Are you going to say Wolves?
No.
Okay.
No, I was going, because I'm a United guy, and I was thinking, what is the complete opposite of Man United? Oh, so was there any chance you just went, I hate Liverpool so much, Everton? Like, are you jumping? Are you going complete opposite?
Wow.
No, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because this is dumb now. I should have researched. But don't they have an American owner?
No, it's Chinese. They're Chinese.
Okay, like, so if the Chinese owner got invited to the party, they'd have joined too. And probably you can say that for a lot of clubs, so it's maybe hypocritical. But I totally, totally think that guy. So they, I don't have, like, if I'm going opposite to Liverpool, you went rival, I would go to, like, kind of like Jay Brighton. Like, you got to go to, like, a team that probably won't get ever asked. Everton has at least some slimmer of hope because of, like, the owner and history and whatever. So I would go to like a, your stock is so high with me because of your Brighton call, Jay. Like, yeah, it is so high. So oh my God. And then your story, I remembered meeting him in the airport and he's like, I'm going to see Brighton. And we're like, loser, we're going to watch Liverpool and Man United. And he won the whole trip. Oh, such a great story. Yeah. I think you got to go like to a club that would remotely turn it down or would remotely never get a chance to be asked.
Who's yours, Mark?
Yeah.
I was bouncing back. For me, it's too bad because I would be like a certainty for a beautiful fan based club like Newcastle, but that owner is just, he doesn't make it interesting, you know? So like, yeah. It was hard. It was definitely hard, but fuck, who knows?
What about Wolves? Like I was saying, like,
I hate Wolves. Yeah. It's one of those hate teams really? For no reason.
I
for
me. Love I Wolves.
Really?
Yeah.
I go to why. Wolves would be my like second or third.
I was thinking like they're up there with me for with Leicester.
And what about Southampton after that academy read and stuff? You gotta respect them.
You do and have to respect
how they feed Liverpool. They feed Liverpool's team, though,
and not, but like, you do have to respect Southampton. That's a great call. Yeah, there's something about them. Like the Mullen brothers are gonna turn off their like listening on this podcast. Like there's something about them that bothers me. It's like, I liked them when Letizia was there because I loved Letizia, but yeah. Like, meh, I don't know.
Yeah. Do you think it was fair? Like, do you think it was fair for UEFA, FIFA, whatever, to say the players can't play in international competition if they're in the Super League? Because was it really, the players didn't really have a choice. Not really. They didn't have a say. So that was pretty harsh on them, no?
I like that they did it. I wish that they did the same thing for racist players. Like I saw, you saw those tweets, like, you know, it's like they brought a bazooka to a pistol fight for this, but then for racism, it's like, they're like, okay, you can't come to the next UEFA Christmas party. Like, what? Remember the guy, the Rangers guy, he got a longer ban than the actual guy who was racist.
No, it was 10 for the racist guy, but 3 for Kamara, who was racially.
Oh, I thought he got 12. I thought he got 12 because he actually attacked him. Someone attacked him.
Yeah, but he got 3 games. Unless it was changed when I saw, but I saw
12. I saw 12 because he went into the tunnel and attacked him.
Oh, so maybe it changed. But either way, it's insane. Eh? It's even in the conversation. Quote? Yeah.
You see Bamford's interview?
Yeah, that was great too. Yeah,
you didn't see that? Bamford's basically said the same thing as you. He's like, it's funny how like bent out of shape everybody gets when their money is being touched or it's all the financial. He's like, too bad they don't do it for racism. It was like Ricky Gervais. He's
like, and he looked into the camera.
And everybody's just like, yes, such a good point. Yeah. Like it's so true. My take is like, it's Jay, you make a really good point. Cause I kind of liked it on a level because I was like, they're fighting back. But the more I thought of it, I was like, you can't do that. Like you're killing those players. They have no choice. Like even if they wanted to get out and they're going to try to get out for next year and all that, they're not going to do it before the Euros and all this kind of thing. So it's like, they didn't choose it. They had no idea about it. And now they're screwed from a Euros and like a one-off in their career. Like some of them may never go. So
yeah,
it is a measured attack on how to do it. They probably thought about this. Like there's some smart guys there saying, well, if we do this, then the fans will revolt, the players will revolt. It just won't happen. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah. I know what you mean. It's like morally kind of weird, but it's like, it was effective.
No, it's good. War. It's war. Yeah. Like you're in a fight in a war, you're going to kick the guy in the nuts. You're not fighting by any rules. Like as soon as I get a chance to do it, I do it.
And you're going to kick a guy in the nuts. I'm going to shoot him.
I'm in hand-to-hand combat though, because I'm trained in the field. Like,
wait, how long were you training for that?
I trained like about a year and a half of just hand-to-hand combat.
Oh my God. Like what kind of martial arts do you do?
A lot of grappling. I started with grappling. Yeah. I just want to keep saying grappling.
you would be like Hoist Gracie, Steve.
I think I'd be slippery. Like I'd be so hard to get a handle on that people would get like upset and tired.
You just never give up.
I'm like a defensive specialist that like just tires people, but I'm boring. You don't want to ever watch. Yeah,
those are the guys that always win though.
It's true. I know.
Yeah. So from international bands to, do international managers have it easier than club managers? Simple question.
Interesting. I'd say, that's hard to say. Based on some of our interviews, I'd say no. It's harder to pull everyone together to keep everyone in touch. Pull some like periodization plan, like that's insane when they come in. Manage their loads where they're playing, like it's and keep them kind of in the mix. I think it would be as hard, or if not harder, it's arguable. But
it's you're killing me again, Jay. Like the last three shows, I feel like I just keep saying yes to you, and we need to argue more, like so Mark can like get us like fighting. But it's probably harder. The whole period plans and all that. Do you think the international managers really care too much? If you come in for a weekend, like. Come on, they're not doing fitness. They're just doing like shadow play and all this kind of stuff. Maybe when you go to a summer tournament, then you got to take that into play for sure. But then, good point that you're not training as much. You're not working on the same guys, the communication with everybody. And then you got to go out and get a result. And then you have to wait 4 months for your next result. Like, you know, Klopp could lose three at home and then go on a 10 games thing and people forget the three at home. But you lose three at home, that's probably like 8 months of like a manager's life where they're getting just crushed. So
that's such a good point.
Tough. It's tough.
I think I would be sneaky. I'd be like trying. I think I would be the worst manager, but I would try something. It's so stupid, but I think it would work. I would try and pick all the players who are all on the same team, like all the Leeds players. I would make them the national team. Like all the English players on there, because look, they just play together. You know, and I would just go with that thinking and see if they can like do but like ice and like try and get some results. You know,
it's correct because if you look at the big teams over the years, it's more recent where it's I would say fractured, but like Bayern in Germany in the 70s, Ajax in Holland in the 70s, Spain and the Real Barca. Like, so you're right. You're really like those are the ones that tend to change like. Tactical views and stuff like that, you know, but today it's a different day and age. I always think like, that's why I always ask our guests, like, and I was glad with like, it'll air soon, but the David Witherspoon, when we asked him about Herdman, I always think like, if I'm the international manager, it's like, I always feel like I'd be like, hey Mark, like, how's it going? Like, how's it going at Man United? Like, how's your day? And it's like, why are you talking to me now? Like you're dealing with Sir Alex Ferguson or whoever, you're in a league battle. And I'm like, hey Mark, we got a game in 2 months. How's your knee?
But that's, like that's why you guys would be good though. That's why both of you would be excellent in a role like that, because you guys are naturally networkers and connectors. So it's like, you guys are just used to that. You're always connecting with people and networking. And so you would enjoy that. And the players would feel that off you. And the Herdman's like that. I think you have to be a networker.
Yeah.
And a connector as a manager. And that
it just makes it harder than the day to day. It's like one, of course, right? Like once they're there, of course, it's like now we're fighting together. But when you're down for the 2 months, it's like, remember the national team? Like our last game was so good. Like, remember the last 20 minutes?
I can see you, Steve, going to like, you know, a Liverpool game. You're watching someone and like doing like a little air boxing with one of your players as they come by you. You're like David Brent and like from The Office. You're like trying to connect with them. They're like, hey, boss. And it's like, hey, And then the other coach is there. You're trying to one up them. Like, hey, remember like Cayman Islands? Like, you're so good. You got like a hat trick with me. Anyway, good luck today.
You didn't get one today. Whatever. Like, you know. Yeah, whatever. It's like, that's so good.
I love it. I love that. So, going from that, from coach's mind, I'll ask Steve this then. Grimsby Town a couple weeks ago, they're playing a game, whatever. Teammates clash, and one of the teammates like headbutts this guy on his own team. So it's like a fight.
It's like Boyer whoever. Who
yeah.
was that?
Yeah, Boyer and Dyer.
Dyer,
yeah. Kieran Dyer, yeah. And didn't Groblar and McManaman have like a spat on the field at one point too?
I don't remember, but I want him to remember.
Oh, you got to look that up. It's crazy. Yeah. But anyway, so I'll ask you this. You're a coach. One of your teammates headbutts another teammate. Suspension, rip up contract. What is it? What do you do?
Ripping up.
And.
Yeah, go.
And. No, you know what? I'll use this follow-up for after. Go.
That's a sneaky question asker. Okay,
go ahead. Now I want to change my answer.
I know.
Prepare for the follow-up. He's such a bastard. I would say ripping up the contract feels like real extreme, but I 100% ban him. Like, you don't headbutt when your own player is a stupid headbutt. Like, don't. Headbutting.
How long? Dumb. How long do you ban him?
You're killing me. Like that was the follow-up?
No, I still have.
You're such a.
Like, jumped on it.
Like, I'm mentally abused right now. I suspend him for.
Hold on. No, give him more information. Steve, I'm on your side here.
I know. There's not a lot of info.
Why he headbutt him? Why? Do you know why? Do we know why?
Not just argument on the field. You didn't pass to me. You didn't look at me. Didn't
see what, if, what if he said something
racist?
Worse. Yeah.
It wasn't.
What if he said we're
done? Oh, he's making it up. He doesn't know.
No, he doesn't.
What no, if it wasn't racist. It wasn't right. That would have been all over the place. On the it was news. Racist.
Okay.
What if he says we're joining the Super League and they headbutt something? Okay. I would say like just a blanket answer with little info. If it's just didn't pass me the ball on that, 2 weeks of pay, a week to 2 weeks, like he's just gone.
Yeah.
Like don't even come to this camp or the camp. Now we're camping at the Tim Hortons camp that we camp got.
Cucubaca, like, you cannot come back to camp. No. Yeah. What if this then? What if is there a standard for your shit player or your star player? Star player headbutt somebody. Is it a little bit more lenient? Is it like, oh, come on, man, like, you know, take the day off, go home. But if it's like, you know, number 23 on your roster that nuts someone like that's in your starting 11, is it like a completely different reaction?
I hate headbutting. So like, I'm kind of stuck on the headbutting piece of it, like spitting. I hate when someone spits.
Oh,
yeah, like to me, that's the worst. So it's almost like I just really don't like both of those. I will say there is a difference with how you treat stars and the others. And no matter what anybody has to say in this, though, I think you got to like, this is pretty bad. Like you got to stomp it out and just be like, you know, this but. Having said it, I wouldn't be opposed to like delaying the start of it until Thursday after Champions League.
This is why I'd be a terrible manager because I for me, it depends on what was said because you guys know, we all know everyone can get heated, a trigger. Look at Zidane, like what he lost his head, like any little trigger Cantona when he kicked the fan. Like, I just think, depends on what it was. I would need to know. I know it's a cop out.
No, it's not.
No, it's real.
I would need to know.
No, it's
I need
not, to... Jay. It's really not. Like Mark gave nothing.
We've all lost our heads. We've all lost our heads in a game. And it's like you have your little reason. It's a trigger and it just goes too far. And it's like, okay, if it's a pattern, if it's like the third time this guy's headbutted and you saw it in training and he did it in the game, yeah. Now I'm like, okay, you can't, it's too much. It's done. You can't do that.
I have a follow-up question for you now. I'm Mark. Okay. It's probably dumb. Anyways, would you change the suspension as opposed like he headbutts his own player or he headbutts another team?
Yeah. I think I personally,
if
you're headbutting a teammate, that's so far worse than headbutting an opposition.
But what if the teammate's a prick? What if he's a prick? He's been on him and he's been riding him. Like, he's just, you know what I mean? Like,
wow, you just blew up the show.
You like, Mark, you see Mark and Mark's eyes and my eyes. It was like, oh, yeah, like, that's a tough one. Like, the rest of the team kind of applauds him because he headbutted the guy.
You know what I mean?
Wow. Great U-turn, JC Jace. Oh, I really enjoyed that.
I just listened like to a podcast.
With to a Netflix show. I feel like I can't answer it until the next episode.
Yeah,
that's a tough one. That's a tough one. So speaking of Netflix, that's a perfect transition, Steve. Can you, as a coach, Jay, as a coach, you're coaching whatever, the World Wizards. And like, for example, can you coach or would you accept a Netflix crew following your team around for a year?
Oh my gosh, that's a great question.
It is. I'm so glad you're first.
Oh my God, I think I would be the most overactor in the world. I would be so aware that they're there. The other day, I had Kwame record me coaching.
Yeah.
And I listened to myself and it was a bit choppy. I was going to send it to you guys, but you really can't hear. But I was like, I remember what I said. It is awful. I'm like David Brent. I overact. I'm overcoaching. I need to not know it's there. Yeah. If we can do that by like day 20, if I can know that it's not there or something, like they can be discreet, then I do. Otherwise, I'm always looking to the camera. I make a comment. I'm going to be like, that's what she said. And I'm looking at the camera every single time, every time. I have to. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. But it's kind of like this, isn't it, Steve? Like when we first click record, we're all like, you know, like a bit. But after 5 minutes, it's just like we're just talking to each other. So it must be the same. But I'll throw this to Steve now, too, as a coach. Like that's got to be distracting in some way to the players. And I'll further question you this because they're doing one Netflix specifically on Pogba. Do you accept the team first one or like a specific player one? Is the player one just too much?
So these are loaded questions. They're very difficult. I'm going to start with the original question. If I could choose yes or no for the Netflix, I would say no. Knowing that you probably can't choose sometimes, like the owners are like, you have to do it. But if I could choose, I'd say no, because like, I feel like I go on Rogers rants all the time, but like Rogers' reputation really got buried because of the documentary. Like, I think if you don't do the documentary, I think Rogers comes out of Liverpool with more high esteem. That three players in the envelope thing was the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. If anybody doesn't know, he's like, there are three names in this envelope. The three players that are going to let us down at the beginning of the year. You basically should have just said, everybody in this room now doubts that you believe in them, because it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Like, so he was slaughtered from that. He was David Brent, basically, to Jay's point. So your reputation could get crushed from it. The individual one, I absolutely am disgusted and hate it, because you said Pogba. So it's like you picked like the Antichrist for me as the example. I don't mind documentaries on players. Like, I love watching those ones where you see Ronaldo at his house with his kid and all this stuff. So if it's like following around that way and you get a little behind the scenes, okay, it's not so bad. You said Pogba, so I just want to say no to everything about it. But yeah,
you got to do it on somebody with, like, you can't do it on Milner.
Of course. I just hate Pogba. Yeah, you're right. You can't do that. But I just find it. I thought Mourinho was genius in the Spurs one, because how hard is it to do like a talk to Harry Kane or Dele Alli and you're being taped? Like,
For me, it would be like you're giving away all your secrets.
Yeah.
Like that part scares me the most. Like,
doesn't it scare you more? Like, what you're going to say to this guy is everybody in the world's going to see it. Like, yeah. Dele Alli was a tough call. He was telling Dele Alli, like, you're lazy. And he just told Dele Alli he's lazy on like, I have a lot of respect for Mourinho for that. Like, that's, I don't know if I would have done it on camera. I think I would have been like you, Jay. I would have been like, that's what she said. And then he'd be like, it doesn't make sense. I'm like, I know she said it too.
I'd be awful. But Mourinho is like gift of the gab. Like, obviously he's trained professionally in that. And even like as an interpreter, right? So Yeah, that'd be I wouldn't be able to do it. I don't think I'd be successful. I have to say no. You guys could not let me do that. I would be like Brendan Rodgers. I'd be worse.
It's like there's DNA in each of these envelopes of the player who it is, and we'll test the DNA. Like, it's so stupid. Was he?
I hated this where he counted and he only showed one thumb. And maybe it's sign language in me, but he'd be like, "We're gonna do this.
Yeah,
we're gonna do this." I'm like, the first thing again. Don't do this. And I'm like, we're back to the first thing. I'm like, what? Like, show another finger. Yeah, like,
do that. Like, you're right. That's so good.
Every thumb. I'm like, oh my god, the thumb. poor guy though. Like,
and it was his first big club.
Ugh.
But he was put in a position to fail then.
Yes.
Right?
Like, that was the American Owners again, going to Boston, filming it, all that kind of stuff, for sure. He was not ready for that.
Season, sure, but like, imagine his first big job. He's young. It's like this, and he's like, "I got to do something." Where's an envelope?
Yeah, googling. Okay, big speeches, and he's like, he gets that envelope thing is awful. God,
yeah. So we'll stick around close to the training ground with keepers. I'm going to start this with Jay. Keepers. We all know they need to be good with their feet. Now it's 2021. If you can't play with your feet, you can't be a keeper. Simple. Now, here's my question to you. Should we, let's say we're doing PDL again, or let's say you're doing, PLSQ, we're running whatever.
Sure.
Or even better, worse, younger, whatever.
This is killing. Or,
I'm like, yeah, or I have an envelope. One of you. do you want keepers in your session as a player? Like, do all the player sessions, do the possession stuff, do everything stuff, and completely involved with their feet.
I'm PLSQ. I'm how many sessions a week?
5 days a week, just like Fury.
Okay. 5 days a week training?
Yep.
Game. Yeah, I would try and incorporate them as much as possible. But I would also, they would also need to have proper goalkeeping training, but I would try and incorporate the goalkeeper training in the sessions. And I think we tried to do that before when goalkeeper coach was kind of with them at the same time, but we're mixing in either strikers with them or even small sided games or even a long story short. Yeah. Keep them involved as much as possible. Cause I cannot stand keepers with bad feet.
Yeah, Steve, yeah. I'll throw it. Is that too late, PLSQ? I mean, he's not going to really learn how to play with his. So let's say youth coaching. Do you keep your keeper training with the team up until, like, whatever, 16, 17, like he finds keeper training on his own? Like
100%. For me, 100%. 100,000,000%. 100 bazillion%. Like, they have to, like, they have to be, it's just part of the game. It's what Jay rants about with keepers and stuff. Can I also say, I love when you bring up keepers because there's so many active keepers out there that contact us on social media when we have any keeper rant or even when we say something nice about keepers and they're like, do 15 keeper shows in a row now because you said something nice and get the keeper who was the first keeper in Ottawa on your show. They're so passionate.
Really? They are.
Oh, it's incredible. So, like, I love that you asked about keepers. Yeah, I think you have to have them in it. And I think you're bang on. Is it too late when they're at a PDL college, university level and all that? It is, because I can remember, like, us getting those keepers and you do what you can in that short period of time, but really you're, like, pissing in the wind because – you're not really going to be successful. And the worst part for me, I remember one keeper, I won't say his name, coaching him, doing tactics, shadow play and how to shift and all that defensively. And I remember him arguing, he's like, no, when the ball's on that side, you go to that side, then that side with the other side. And I was like, what language are you talking? He's like, but no, if it's there, then I don't want this guy there. And he like moved the guy. And I was like, okay. It was like a chessboard where you saw how bad it was. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, stay there to the player. The poor player was just like being dragged by me and the goalie. I'm like, stay there. No, stay there. I go, okay, look. Now what happens? And the keeper's like, it's perfect. And then everybody in the team was like it was so obvious that like you could just split them or like, so they need to be in it because they need to have that understanding of being in that position themselves. This guy had no clue, you know?
Well, if I'm being honest, and this is, you know, I've said it before, they're the worst player. They're typically the worst player. They can't make it as a player in the 10 outfield. So their end goal. They need the most training.
Yeah.
Arguably, based on that, sure. They need the most training. And so why are we taking them out of it? No, they.
Great question.
I think most people, to be fair, everyone is keeping the keepers trained. It's not like 20 years ago. It's like, okay, keeper's over there and he's like a leper on the team and he's had his headphones, like one of our keepers, Steve Falcons, headphones before the, like he's on his own. Like he's just like, they're mental. But it's like, no, everyone's keeping them together, I think.
I have a question, Mark, for both of you. And I'm going to start with you, Mark, because you never get the question. And Jay, you sparked it. What keeper do you know wasn't the worst, like could play out? Or you've seen, like, not Neuer. You can't say Neuer. It's boring. Like, do you know keep? Like, were there a keeper? Or even in your youth, was there a keeper where you're like, he's our best player? Because aren't they supposed to be the best player?
Yeah, like, were you talking local or professional or
anything? Just like an experience you had where you're like, that guy was our best player. Or if not the best player, that guy should have been a striker.
You know what? I'll say right now, coaching youth, U9, U10, U11, there's never, for me anyway, there's never like this set keeper. I don't know if it's always hard because nobody wants to play net, but always our best player is the best keeper. Always works out that way. I don't know why, but it's annoying because I find that too.
And I think it's because they read the game the best and sometimes, or they're the best athlete or a combination of two. Yeah.
What about you, Jay?
Obviously Neuer's one of them, but I like Buffon, didn't he play like striker or something before he went in goal, like when he was like 19 or 20? Like,
remember
was,
Campos?
Yes. Right? Campos. Yeah,
he played up front. He signed as a striker for like the last 3 years of his career.
I'm gonna give two local guys credit, and I'll probably miss someone and they'll call me, but I don't care. One local guy for me, John Carlucci, maybe not the best on the team, but a very, very good, like Luca Toni striker. And he just very good. And Mark Stokes from the Falcons back in the day.
Yes. He could
play. And almost Angus. Like what's it? Angus could play. But I would say Mark Stokes was almost ran like a natural soccer player, like not a goalie playing out.
Yeah. Ali Rigo's good with his feet too.
Ali Rigo's amazing with his feet. I just don't know if I've never seen him. Like I've got to know him too old as a like outfield player, but I've seen others. But Ali Rigo's feet are unbelievable.
At Brock playing a friendly game against Laurentian.
Yeah.
Chris Withers, striker.
He's just a deadly missile though. Like
I know. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, he put me striker. I'm like, what? I was so mad. You know how much I hate keepers. Yeah. I was like, this is like a slap in the face of soccer. He was so good up front.
It's like putting John Cena on.
Yeah, I know. He's huge.
Remember when Stuart Pearce for Man City threw David James up front for the last 2 minutes of a game? To see if he could do... That's so English, though. That's so Stuart Pearce. Like, that's so bad. Like, imagine you're an actual player on the bench.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, is that it for you? Like, give me a break.
Stupid. Yeah.
You're done.
I like that. Well, I got one more thing to bring up. I want to do it, but I don't know if it's going to be too much for us right now, given Super League. So I'll stay. You know what? I'll save it for a different day. It was a question from Tom Bastian, and I loved it. But that, you know, it could probably carry its own show. So sticking on the keeper thing.
From Bastian and Ferguson Realty? Terrible show sponsor. Now he's pulling all his like
fun. Yeah, they're pulling out. That's it.
I have to know with Tom though. I'll have to say Tom actually helped me rent my house like within, I'm not kidding, like 2 days. Like it was insane. Like it almost didn't even go, like didn't even go to market. That's how his connections, like it was like insane. Got the price we wanted, done and dusted, best tenants so far, and they're incredible. Wow. They're here now. You can hear
really?
Them.
Yeah. Are you getting robbed? I know.
While they rob him and never come back. I will agree, Jay. Like it sounds like we're pumping him because he's like helped us out and whatever. But every time I go on their friggin' website, it's like house sold. I'm like, when did you even post it? Like, it's done. Or you see one of those amazing videos they do where like the helicopter flies over the house and Tom comes out of a parachute and lands and like barbecues on their deck. And then he's like, house sold. You're like, I was going to buy that. Like, I didn't even have a chance to email you.
Yeah, he's a different level. He really is. Like, if you're listening to this, Bastion and Ferguson, like, if you want to actually sell your house or not pay over by $17 million, just contact Tom.
Good point.
I'm going to stick on the keeper train. This bothers the sugar out of me. The keepers.
I love that.
Let's say on a corner kick, and I want keepers to write in on this.
Wow.
The corner gets whipped in, and the keeper, no, automatic, away. What do you think they're wanting to, like, why scream away? Do you think, I don't get it. What is the point of away, Steve? Why is he screaming away?
I feel like because he's not saying keeper's ball. So he's just telling him the opposite, that I'm not coming out to get this.
Yeah. But if you don't say keeper and go, like, isn't it just known that we're all trying to get it away?
Sure. Yeah. Like,
Am I the only one that's bothered by that?
I was going to say yes, because my answer, I felt like it's clear. It's like, it's either keepers or away, like as a coach and everything. But now that you've made me divulge into this more, if I don't say keeper, you should just know, get the ball away. Good point.
Maybe it gets everybody kind of like weapon ready. You know, when you say away, it's like, okay, everyone's just going. And just like, you know, they're switched on. But yeah, you're right. It's kind of redundant.
Yeah. I like that answer, though, because that one, you know, if you scream, now I want to be the one to get it away and like make him proud. Maybe that's what it is.
He won you because he said weapon ready, right?
Yeah. Like, I feel like, good, like Mandalorian behind me. I'm like, weapon ready.
Yeah, you could be on the reality show because you'd say weapon ready in the speech and everybody be like tweeting you
about it. Oh my God.
Okay, how about this for a keeper then? When they make an amazing save and then yell at everybody, does that piss you off?
Yeah, like keepers are going to get so mad at us and they will write in. I'm telling you, Jay.
Yeah.
They hate it when they make a big save and they're like, come on, what are you doing? Zonal marking. Like your adrenaline's going, I get it. Or like, yeah, you know what? I messed up. I totally messed up. And they're like, just, I hate it.
Yeah. My wife, Patricia, hates when keepers yell for that. It's like they're heavies, or I think there's something wrong with them. That's why they're in goal. Like there's something, their adrenaline, like Steve says, there's going. I think they're just making up for the fact that they're like really, really nervous. And it's that nervous energy. And they're like going they are the worst player on the team. So
what about a keeper with a hat on? Is he instantly like 40% less good?
I hate it, but I totally get it.
Because you
know some of the sun and like those stadiums, that for sure I get it. But as soon as I see it, I'm like, idiot. Dad at the park, stupid idiot. Where's your socks and sandals, dummy?
Oh God, it's so good. It's so true.
What about, we're talking about yelling. I don't know why this just popped in my head. Is this still a rule? If we're playing and I say, I got it, is the ref going to call me on that?
Yeah.
Is that for real?
I don't know. I can't remember the last time I've heard someone get called on it, but it's like, mine. It's like,
mine.
You can't say your name. It's like, I think that started as like a Canadian or North American, like communication, like call your name, call, like, because I've never heard like, you've never seen the Premiership, like someone, I mean, just going to that far extreme, going, no, they just called it, got called. And the announcer's like, no, they just said mine instead of their own name. It's like,
he didn't say,
I think it's the North American Mickey Mouse made up thing that like some coaches were trying to like implement
communication. I don't know if it's a North American thing. I don't know. I don't think it's North American. I think I might have been sparked in my head from Peter Crouch mentioning that on his podcast, but I don't remember because I listen to so many. But I wonder if that's like, is that in the, I wonder if it's in the handbook. Like, is it a rule?
And it's like, a great question. I want to call Caroline Chouinard like right now.
What if I use a fake?
Okay, I remember doing. No. I remember doing a referee course as a kid, and it was in the referee course. But I wonder if it's just like exclusive to Ontario. I don't know. Like it just.
Yeah.
I don't think it's exclusive to Ontario, but like it does. I'm glad you brought it up because like, I don't like it.
It's weird.
And are you confused?
Why can't you say I got it?
Are you confused by it? For real, are you confused? Like, if Jay's like, got it, I'm going to be like, oh, who has it? Or I shouldn't go, like, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And to take it a step further, like, maybe it's because, I don't know, like, if you're calling a dummy from, like, someone on the other team, you know, like, leave it, or whatever, like, being, like, maybe it's unsport, I don't know.
I always do that. When I find the guy's name, I always yell at the left back. I'm always like, Tim. I always do it. And they get so mad. People get mad when you do that. But I do it. It's because it's worked like 2 times in 100 years.
It's brilliant. Hey,
all it needs to do is work once.
Exactly.
Your kid, you're a professional player. You both play for Liverpool. You're left and right back. You win the title. You bring
your left back and who's right back?
Steve, I'm going to put you left back so you can cut in. Jay, he's like the Gary Neville. You know, he's hanging back. He's controlling the game. Still. Okay. Anyway, I like that. That was a great question. No, I forget my question. No, you bring your little baby on the field, just holding him. Now, do you have, he's in a Liverpool shirt. On the back of his shirt, does it say Whiting or does it say Dad?
I'm not Whiting, for sure. Whiting, for sure. 100%.
Interesting.
Like the baby's jersey.
Yeah.
100% Whiting, 100%.
For me, this is like the Super League. Like, you've asked me if I'm in or not, and I only want to answer what's going to make you happy, but I want to then look at Jay and be like, okay, well, obviously.
I know.
I actually hardly have any opinion on this at all. But I feel like you want me to say Dad, like you're looking at me as a father and that I should say Dad. I'm putting Dad on the back. Easy question.
Who's Dad? Whose dad is it? Whose dad is the kid's dad?
Mark,
I thought it was really neat. I saw it in one of the title things and I thought, wow, that's pretty neat. I enjoyed it. So yeah, Steve wins that round.
Of course, it's obvious, Mark.
Not
never.
Here's another question, and this bothers me now, didn't bother me back then. In school, Jay, you're a teacher, so you may see this pre-COVID anyway. Okay. Did you wrap the fruit roll-up around your finger super tight and just suck your finger until the end of the fruit roll-up?
Did you do it, Mark, as a kid?
Honestly, I can't say that I did, but I remember a lot of people doing it, and I really wanted to. I don't think I got many fruit roll-ups my lunch, but like I really wanted to be a part of that.
Yeah.
Think how disgusting that is.
Well, now, looking at it now, it makes me barf if I would ever see that, for sure.
Did your mom, like, this is a confession for no reason, I should stop right now. Did your mom write notes and leave them in your lunch bag?
No.
My mom would write a note like, love you, son. And it would be like on a piece of paper, like a heart. It's like so nice. No way. But like, you're in the high school cafeteria and you pull out a Joe Louis and then the heart thing from your mom pulls beside you and like you're getting absolutely slaughtered for it. Like I would be like, and then I like burn it right away. Like I'd have a lighter, I'd be for sure, like I smoked or something.
No, you could pull it off, especially if you have a Joe Louis or an Ah Caramel.
Oh, caramels
are so good.
Those were incredible. Oh my
God. How many would you kill right now at unlimited amount? How many would you kill?
Like just to do it, not to be like, I'm cool and here's, I can do 1,000.
No, like you're watching the game and you're hungry and they're there.
Yeah. And like Lisa's not there and I'm just like, I'm just going to eat all these. Yeah. I could do probably 4.
Yeah, me too. But you know why? Because I'll eat the caramelly center and I'll leave the little bit.
No.
Stupid. That's stupid.
Oh my God. Caramel only.
Stupid.
Why?
What's wrong?
That's filler. I don't need filler. That's like eating bread at a buffet. You don't want to eat bread at a buffet. You eat the good shit. I don't know if
that's the right analogy.
No, it's a bad analogy. Are you like
Boston cream donut? Do you like Boston cream?
Yeah.
No, I hate
Boston. Suck out the cream?
Okay.
I hate Boston cream.
Gross. Okay, if you liked it, would you just take a turkey baster?
If I liked it.
And suck out the cream? Like, do you go to cakes and just lick all the icing and then leave the like
100%. Flour? When I was younger, icing only. You kidding me?
You're a kid. Oh. Come on.
Do you put icing in the middle of the cake when you make a cake?
I don't make double layer. I've never made a cake in my life. But if I could, if I had a choice, it's an ice cream cake. all the way. That's all 100%. I care about.
Okay, the cookie, you the cookie part of the ice cream cake is the best part.
Yeah, for sure.
That's, you know what? Now you found like the like exception to like me yelling at Mark. I would have a bowl of just that.
It's so good.
And no, nothing else with the ice cream cake. Just that.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. So I lost.
Can I ask this question? Does anyone, honestly, this is an honest question. Do you care about the royal family?
Zero.
I'm a zero with Jay, but I did watch The Crown and I did watch like some other documentary and I really enjoyed it. Like I was intrigued.
How many episodes of The Crown did it take you to buy in?
Two.
Okay, because I watched one and I just couldn't do it. The second one.
If this is where I'm nerdy like Mark, like I enjoy the historic stuff and like seeing all the different sides and what happened, like the time the queen didn't respond to like this like coal avalanche that happened in Wales and how she still regrets it. And like, I'm like, yeah, you should have gone. Anyways, this is getting really boring, but that's why I like it.
Yeah, no, I just see it. Like when someone passes away from the royal family, like I see the most random people.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, R.I.P. Lucy.
Lucy.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Did you not?
100 people died in some other country and they don't care.
I'm like, exactly. Yeah. Like, it's like, why is this different than my neighbor Fred? Yeah. His sister-in-law passed away. Like, who gives a shit? You know? I don't know. Good, I just point, find it weird.
Good point.
Do you believe in like a combine, for example, or something like that? Is it a disadvantage or advantage if the person has a ponytail or like a shaved head or some sort of crazy hairstyle?
It's such a good question. Oh my God. Okay. So you're saying just to stand out if they have like a discolored, like different color hair or a ponytail or like a mullet or something.
Yeah.
That's definitely an advantage. That's such a great question. Or a disadvantage. Because exactly. I know I'm wavering because we have a story. Brian Evans absolutely slaughtered this kid. He was a white guy with dreads.
Yeah.
And he actually scored like two goals or something. Like he did well. He scored a goal, I remember. And he was trying out for Algonquin. Again, we were playing against Carlton or in a Carlton.
It was at Carlton. It was at Keith Harris Stadium. I remember this vividly.
And then after he's like, I forget how it went, Steve, you might have to finish it. But
the kid was in the circle and there was more than like your regular, like 18 players. Cause of tryouts. So there was like a lot of guys. It was kind of like he sifted towards like Brian's view. Somehow he like just got into the front and then Brian's doing a speech and Brian stops his speech and goes, he like pauses and he goes, bloody hell, son. What is that? And he's looking at his hair and the kid doesn't know what to say. And he goes, you're done. He just cut him against Carlton. He's like, you're done. He's like, you're cut. You go home. I don't know if he said you're cut, but he just like, he dismissed the kid.
Yeah.
When it was so awkward because we were all there and we're like,
that's crazy.
He just cut him. Boom. Gone. He just cut him
with hair like that. Done. Gone.
But the best ever tryout story like that is the opposite of what you're talking about, Mark. And it was with Brian. It was this big, huge, tall white guy who looked like a lumberjack. And he had like ratty hair. And he was just like, he was just holding two shoes that were like leaflets. Like they were just like piece of paper. He's like this. And Brian's like trying to do the same thing. And he goes, who are you? And he's like, Norm. And he's like, can you play? And he's like, yeah, I can play. And then Norm walked away while like Brian was still talking. And it was the most arrogant, confident thing.
Wow.
I was like, I was assistant coach. I took off after him. And I was like, sign these forms because you're going to make it. Like I signed him on the spot. And he was unbelievable.
He
was so good.
Yeah. Where is that such guy?
Such swagger. I love that. To me is how you handle a tryout. You just waddled in and air of
confidence. I love asking that question just to contradict that a bit. When you ask a player any age, are you good? And if they say, I'm all right, that's
the best answer.
But if they're like, no, I'm okay, I'm good, it's like, okay, he's off.
Yeah, if you say, yeah, I'm all right, that's the perfect answer.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Agreed. I hate ponytails and all that. Like, it sounds stupid, like at a tryout, I'll just say it. It's a disadvantage. Obviously, if they're good, I sign them on the spot. I like someone who comes like not in a like AC Milan jersey. They have a t-shirt, but they look like a player. And then they have that, they just kind of walk up. And like, if there's something in the hair, it's just like a, I don't know. It's like a cool style or something. Not like it's like Jimmy's hair now. Like it's something neat that like, I'm like, huh, I could never get that as I have no hair. Not like a ponytail. I'm like, well, that's too much. You know, it's just like something a little different. That's like kills me.
Such a good question though.
So, like I want to talk about it forever.
I know.
Yeah, I know, me too. Like I want to get to the last two questions, but I always think about that because when I used to do a lot of watching or whatever, playing the games, it's like I'm gravitated. If somebody's like bicked their head or if they have a shit right away, whoa, like if he does something, you're like, wow. And then you follow him.
Yeah.
But you said, Jay, my head goes the other way where I'm like, now I'm critical. I'm watching every step he makes. Yeah. And then it could, you know, so anyway,
have to say this, even though it's beating a dead horse badly right now, 3 Cornwall Blazers showed up at one of our tryouts in full Cornwall Blazers gear, socks, shorts, shirt. Like one of them had this captain's armband on, all 3 of them, and they ran like weaving patterns across, feel like that basketball drill where you weave in and out of each other. In full Cornwall, right away, like Mike Caruso telling, he's like, come on, cut for sure. Like, you don't do that. You just don't do that.
There's a balance.
Yeah.
Here's a question. I go to your house. I'm at your house. I'm sitting in the backyard. I'm like, oh, what's my phone? What's your Wi-Fi password? Do you know it offhand or do you have to go inside and look for it in a book?
Oh, good. And I ask my kids because they memorized it. I don't know. My kids memorize it.
It's a great question. And I know I get the little black bell sticker we have. And I just bring it out.
Oh, I see. Okay.
What about you, Mark? Do you know it?
I do, but only because I got a new a little while ago and I just remembered it. But it's like I go to my dad, for example, like, he's got to dig through like 47 files, pulls it out. He doesn't know what's happening. And I'm like, that's something, you know, that's good. Anyway, this is something that happened to me today. So I want to ask you guys last question. I was walking on the sidewalk. I'm walking with my kid, whatever. Interesting. Just taking a little break. I look down. There's a worm on the sidewalk. He's struggling because it's drying out. Do you pick him up and put him in the grass to survive, or do you walk by the worm?
Steve.
Oh, I love how he didn't want to say.
Because it's like, I want to answer to make you happy. Like, what is morally right in your world? What's morally right in anybody's world is to pick the worm up and put it in the grass. I'm just like on a run or something. Whatever. Good luck, worm. Like if I'm tracking it on like an app, I'm not stopping for the worm.
Do you if you're walking, you're talking to Lisa, I can see you flicking it with the outside of your foot.
That's exactly what I would
do. I can see you doing that.
Yeah.
God, depend. I'm with Steve. I'll be on if I'm being brutally honest.
Yeah, gotta be.
If I'm in the mood, I do it. If I'm not, I don't.
Exactly.
Just have to be in the mood.
I love that.
Did you help it, Mark? Yeah, did you help it?
Yeah. Well, Keen, my older son is obsessed with on rainy days. We wait. The rain stops. His day now. Let's go save as many worms as we can. Boom. Like all over the road, the sidewalk, everything in the grass.
With
like,
his hands?
Hand. Oh my God. Okay. Even not on rainy days. He has a bucket in our garage of dirt. God. And he finds worms, puts them in the dirt. Now he has like his own worm farm.
Like a worm reservoir.
Add on question. Why do frogs go onto the road during when it rains? And then they just get slaughtered. Like, I don't know if it just happens in the country, but it's like, I'm weaving in and I'm dying. I'm like, I don't want to kill them. Like they're frogs. I'm like, why are they coming out? I Googled it. And it's no definitive answer. Like some says like they're, I don't know, that it's too much water where they are. They're trying to, it's mate. Are they mating? Yeah. I don't know. What are they doing?
Well, same question to the worms. Why can't they just hover beside the grass? Be like, I'm going to wait till this clears up and just roll over. Why do they have to slither
away? It's like they just they lean over and they're just like waiting there, like, yeah, like what's with the suicide mission?
I don't know. Where are they going?
Yeah. Someone needs, like, we could Google it. I've Googled the frog one. There's no definitive answer. I don't, like, I can't find it.
Yeah, I'm surprised that you're surprised there's no definitive answer. You thought someone was going
to. There has to be. It's Google.
You thought a frog was going to tell, like, be like, you know, sometimes I come out here, like, come on, man.
My uncle lives across the street. I figured his house was okay.
I was trying to save the worm. He was going to get put in the grass. This is a disaster show right now.
Oh, God.
I feel like I could do a whole podcast on that kind of stuff.
Oh, my God.
I live for this stuff. I have a bird feeder. Bird seeds fall down from my bird feeder. I live on a busy street. Now there's a male and female duck that live under my bird feeder. They're there 100 times a day, just quacking like 11 yards from my house. And I'm like on the busiest street. Yesterday, my son was freaking out. They were trying to cross the street and they were literally looking. They were looking and then a car would roll by and the wind would knock them back. You know, it was
all like, these dead frogs and worms all over the ground. Yeah. And they're like, what the hell?
So the only people that are listening to us now are goalkeepers.
Exactly. And I've smashed them. I've ruined the relationship already.
Anyway, save the worms, guys, and tune in next week.
Thanks very much for listening today. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the podcast and, of course, leave us a 5-star review. If you want to get in touch, you'll find us on Instagram at SoccerSnob1, on Twitter at SoccerSnobs1, by searching for us on Facebook, and of course on the web at www.soccersnobs.ca/listen. You can leave us your opinion, give us any comments, and if that's where you want to get nasty, feel free to do so.